Okay, we are on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page. The last line on the daf says, and the Gemara is now continuing the conversation about the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, right? Whether this, in these different scenarios where this woman, says, yes, I was, I was with a man I'm not married, who I wasn't married to. But I can tell you his identity to prove that she's not possible to marry a Kohen, etc. So here's another case. Hahu arus v'arusaso. These are a man and a woman who are engaged to each other, meaning they had kiddushin with each other. The asu l'kamad of Yosef. They come in front of Yosef. He amr and she says minei. She says, yeah, I had tashmish after I was engaged. Right, and it was with him, with my husband, right, with the man with whom I had a kiddushin. Muhu Omer in Minai, he says, yeah, it was me. Rashi says, Emes Mimenihu, it was for me, right? Meaning, they both agree. She agrees and he agrees. Okay, that it was the two of them together. Okay, so Amar of Yosef, good shalom. Right, so why did they go anywhere for? Right, they knew what they had done. Why did they come? But okay, fine. So Rav Yosef said, "Lemai nechashla." So Rav Yosef says, "Yeah, what's the problem here? Why would we have any concern for her at all?" Chada, first of all, the hakamode. First of all, right? He's admitting it, right? So that's number one. He himself, right? The guy, the whole concern in the other cases was that his identity was unknown. So she says, I was Ploni who, Vakoin who, etc. But here he admits who he is. That's number one. Vaod, and even furthermore, Ha'amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halachik Rav Gamliel. And we've already said, Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, that we pass like Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was the opinion in all these cases that she's Ne'emenes. So Yeshua is the one who kept on saying, no, we're not going to believe her, etc. But Rav Gamliel is the one who says that we do believe her. And we pass in that way. So I have a lot of reasons why, meaning, number one, the guy admits, meaning, what's the point? The point is determining that she is not a psul, if she's pregnant, that the child's not a psul, right? So first of all, he admits that it was him, number one. And number two, even if he would not admit that it was him, we pass like a ring meal that you believe the woman, right? if she gives the identity. Okay, fine. So Amalei Abaye. Right, it says by not so fast. Ha, ki lo modem mechasher Rav Gamliel. Do you want to tell me? I mean, you said va'od, right? You said va'od. So well, once you said va'od, the implication is it's not two things, piled on top of each other, but that even on its own. If the guy would have not been modem, if he would not have said yeah in mina, yeah, it's me. Right, that you still would have believed her because of Rav Gamliel, right? Yeah. So Rabbi says, really? I mean, in the scenario where the man does not admit that it's him, Rav Gamliel is makes a kasher. Va'amrle Shmuel, Rav Yehuda. I thought Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina halachah Rav Gamliel va'at lo ta'avid uvda. Adi ikar rov kasherin etzla. Va'hacha rov tzul etzla. Right, Rav Gamliel, actually, sorry. So Abaye says, not so simple, because we have a story that Shmuel said to Yehuda, yeah, the halakha is like Rabbi Gamliel, but you're only going to actually act on that din, right? Meaning, when you act on the din would be what? To let her marry a Kohen, right? To let her marry someone, right? Would only be when, if the case that we had, that was in front of you was a case where, she says, yes, I'm not a basula, but I was with the following man, and he's a kasher, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's only going to be true, but when are we going to believe her enough to actually go ahead and allow her to marry now a Kohen afterwards? That's always going to be when, if you're in a situation where the people in that area are rov ksherin, right? Most people are kosher people living in a shtetl where all the people are from, and there's no mamzerim, and there's no nesinim, etc. Right, it's no non-Jews, very few. So you have mostly regular kosher Jewish people there, so that's when we're going to believe her. But in our case, this scenario, is not considered Rov Ksher in Etzla. Why? Why is our case considered Rov Sul in Etzla? Because in our case, she's an Arusa. In our case, she's engaged. Meaning she's not really engaged, right? She's really married, right? She's already been married to this guy. Look at Rashi. Second line of Rashi. Arusa Hakol Psul in Etzla. Why? Chutz Mina Arus. Right? This woman, once you have done Kiddushin, right? This is the second line in Rashi, right? When they've had Kiddushin, so the whole world is asur to her, except for one guy, right? The only person she's allowed to be with is her husband, right? So in that case, says Abaye, this you might be correct that we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, but in this scenario, even Rabbi Gamliel himself would agree that you wouldn't believe her. Again, you wouldn't believe her just on her testimony herself, right? Just by maybe the fact that he's Moda also. Fine, so maybe put those two together. But on its own, this idea that by yourself, the fact that she says, yeah, it was from this guy, that's not going to work in a case, he at least assumes, that it shouldn't work in a case where she's already engaged to somebody and says that this happened when she was engaged.
Because all the other cases were not that way, right? Or the case where
we say that we pass Rav Gamliel is only in a situation where most people who are around who could have possibly been with her are Ksheir in many ways.
But she wasn't an Arusa in this,
those cases we didn't say she's an Arusa necessarily. Right, correct. It wasn't that the previous two Mishnayos that we had was not a case where she was an Arusa already. She said I was already an Arusa when I was with those guys. Right. So since that's true, so not so fast to argue that in this case. We would believe her, just on her own. Fine. So Gemara says that's not so fast either. So Gemara says that completely tameich, right? So actually, So v'li tameich, if you really that's really true of Aye, the tameich tikshi lachak hi gufa halacha vat lo ta'avid uvda. Right. So if you're right, then I'll ask a different kasha. Right. That the fact that he said we paskin that way, but don't act that way, right? Meaning, according to you, if that's correct, then why is he even saying it at all? I mean, he's saying, halacha velosa avrubda, we pass it like him, but you know, don't actually act like him, right? Why is he saying that, right? Say, elamai yitzach lameymar, halacha chila hadiyevet, right? Vahaname kadiyevet dami. So I'll tell you what's really going on here. What's really happening here is that when Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, right, halach Rav Gamliel va'aslo to avid uvda, right. So what's really happening is what he's saying to him is, it's a question of lechachila in b'diavad, right. Look at Rashi, halachachila. Look at Rashi, second line of Rashi, halachachila im ba kohen limloch lebezdin. If a kohen comes to bezdin and says, you know, should I get married to her? Should I not marry her? Lo sharina the kumtza. We're not going to allow him to marry her. I mean, even the situations where we pass on like Rav Gamliel, that's not lechachila. Lechachila, if he comes and says, look, here's this woman, I want to get married to her. She says she was with another guy. I don't know exactly who it was. She says it was a kasher. What should I do? Right? So we're not going to allow him to marry her. Ela im kein hayu rov ksher netzla. Right? Meaning, this whole concept of we're only going to allow you to marry her if she is, we're only going to follow the opinion of Rav Gamliel if the Rov Ksherin, when's that? That's the Chachila, right? However, D'Eved, look at Rashi, in Nasa Kohen, if she already married him, v'lo nimlach, lo mafkina lemine, right? If he married her without asking, so then we don't say, that's when we pop to Rav Gamliel and say, we're not going to make them get divorced, right? V'hana mikid D'Eved dami, continues Rashi. In our case, the D'Eved, why is our case the D'Eved? Shinis Avra, right? She's already pregnant from the guy. That's our case, right? She says, "Look, I'm already. We were together, and it's I'm pregnant from him, right? Shinis Avra. She's already pregnant. Va'ata ba livsal ha'ubar. You want to come to pasal the ubar ula osra la aris and forbid her to her husband. Dim ena tamamina hare atamotzia mivayla. She's only two choices here, right? This woman's not like she's going to marry somebody else. She's married to this guy right now, right? And the question is, right? And by the way, that answers our original question, which I should have explained earlier. The case in our original case is that she's pregnant. So why are they asking your questions? Because they're getting married, and they're supposed to get married in a year, and she's already pregnant. So they're like, what happened here? He's like, whoa, okay. Let me explain to you. Yeah, I'm pregnant, but it was from him. It's from the chassid, right?
That was the old case? That was from
this,
our case.
This case we started with this morning. So she says, Hahu Arish Rabbi Rusasa, the Asla Kamdra of Yosef, he amra mine, right? The language is mine, from him. From him, meaning I'm pregnant from him.
Oh, I see.
Right? Not just they had Tashmish, but that she's pregnant from him. Right? So that case is a case of Bidiyevit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, right? That's the real explanation of this whole din of Rabbi Gamliel, right? When he says, we own Asla to Avid Hachi, you should only do this, you know, when this rogue sharing, etc., etc., that's the chachila, right? That whole date is only the chachila. So, but the point being that, you know, it doesn't mean that any case where they're already engaged, you know, we're never going to believe her. It just means that the question is, was it the chachila, was it the yevet? So therefore, he knocks down this attack, and we have defended, offended Rav Yosef here in this case. Fine. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Rami le Abaye le Rav. So Abaye now attacks Rav, and he says like this: Umi Amri Yeshua. So now we're going to go after the opinion. We just talked about the opinion of Rav Gamliel. Now we're going to talk about the opinion of Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua, remember, is the one who always holds that I'm not going to believe you just because you say so, etc. Rav Yeshua is much more careful not to believe these people. So Abaye says to Rav, Umi Amri Yeshua, ain't an emenis. We've always been telling me that Rav Yeshua holds that she's not believed. But however, Uraminu, I'll give you the following case. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Almanas Isa, we're going to explain later what Almanas Isa means, but the bottom line is Almanas Isa means that she has some type of suffic halal status in her, right? We're going to see in a second. Almanas Isa, she ksheira lekahuna, right? Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they gave testimony about Almanas Isa that she was ksheira lekahuna. And let's explain actually for a minute now what we think this refers to Almanas Isa. So look at Rashi, look over on the right side. So right, it's a little freelance up from where we are. Right? Rashi says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Einin Emenes, right? Ama Lomak Mina La Chazaka, right? Meaning Rabbi Yeshua is the opinion who always says that we don't let her rely on the Chazaka that she's a Chetzes Kashrus, right? And why is that? Because we talk about a case of Almanas Isa. Isa Lashon Suffik, right? Isa really means bread, means dough. But there's a suffik about that. This person, we'll see why we call it dough. Almanas Isa, shehi ba mikoach safik halal. She's come in the case of a safik halal kid to come. The Gemara is explaining later. But what's the case? She nitma ba safik halal. She has tashmish with a guy who is a safik halal. Okay, remember halal. Well, let's explain right now. What's a safik halal here? Kagon. She zarek bal imo harishon la get. Right. So what happened? His mother was married to a man. And that man threw a get to this woman. Okay, this was his mother. Okay? Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla. And the get is Safek, whether it was closer to him or closer to her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? She's a Safek Migureshes. Right? And what happened? Umes. And then the husband died before they ever resolved the issue. So it's not clear. Venimte Zu Safek Grusha, Safek Almana. Well, a Grusha can't marry a Kohen. An Almana can marry a Kohen, not Kohen Gadol, but she can marry a regular Kohen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? Vinasa Kohen. And she married a Kohen, right? V'holi mimena ben, and then they have a child, right? So what happens? So what's that child? Zehu Suffolk halal, right? So that child is a Suffolk, whether she's a child from a relationship between a Grusha and a Kohen. It's not for sure, because maybe she's not a Grusha, right? So this guy is a Suffolk halal, right? And then he goes ahead and he marries a woman, right? So then he goes ahead to this kid grows up, right? And he goes ahead and he marries somebody, right? So this woman married him and then he died, okay? So that's the case. The case is this guy, his mother was Suffolk Grusha. That's the point. She was Suffolk Grusha and she married a Kohen. He was born. He's Suffolk Halal. He goes ahead, he marries a different woman, and then he dies. And the question is the fact that and any woman who marries a Halal, she becomes Psul to marry a Kohen. Right?
She
becomes Psul, right? Like marrying Nassin, none of these people. She's together with this person, it impacts her. So she becomes Asur to a Kohen. But she's not Asur to Kohen, she's only Suffolk Asur to a Kohen. Why? Because the guy who she was married is only a Suffolk Halal in the first place. So that's who we're talking about. And Rabbi Yeshua Paskin, in that case, that she was kshera to marry a kohen, right, yeah. Even though she has a suffix psula status. So, and there's presumably some type of believing her, going on here. And that's exactly what happens. So the question is, how could it be that Rabbi Yeshua and Yehuda ben Maseira paskened on her that she's kshera kahuna? After all, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who always holds, we don't believe the woman, right? So that's Gemara's question. And so the Gemara answers, and we'll explain this when we come back. Amalei hachi hashta, what's the comparison? Hasam isha nises bodegas v'nises. Yeah, I'll tell you why you believe her in this case. When a woman's about to get married, what does she do? She checks the status of her husband. When you're getting married, you call the family, you find out, right? You do research. Hacha isha mizana bodegas v'nises. This, I like this because we asked this question before. When a woman goes ahead and she's together with a guy that she's usher to, she first calls somebody up and gets a reference. You know, what's his status? Right? No. So the very reason Yeshua wasn't believing her was because she was a kid, she was nus. So you know who he is, you barely know the guy. You're already stepping out of line. Right? But here is a case where a woman's getting married to the guy. So she got married to him, it must be that she checked to make sure that he's really not a savvy. Maybe they have some video evidence that really was karev law, and really she was divorced, and he's not really a chala, etc. And that's why she's ready to believe her in that case. And so that's not a kasha. We'll come back to this when we continue tomorrow. Okay, good.